Hi, I'm John, a guy who has seen more than his fair share of technology.
And I'm Simon, a man on the street who's having to live with it all.
In this series of podcasts, I am explaining what new technology brings and how people can think about it all.
And I'm going to be understanding it, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Episode 4, Cybersecurity.
Episode 4, Cybersecurity.
Okay, I think we're back on.
But yeah, you know, what I thought before we started, I thought it might be worth just, you know, because I'm not sure that it's necessarily going as well as I hope. But you know, the whole idea was that you'd get something out of it, and yeah, well, it's I don't know. Is it? Are you? Is that working?
Oh, mate, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, just really enjoying your company at the moment. Actually,
are you sure?
I'm in a really very good mood.
Just getting a.
I'm in a very very good mood. This is. I'm loving it. Life is good.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Because I'm getting a bit of pushback.
No, I'm loving it. Really, really, really good.
Topic.
It's great. I'm just really enjoying it, yeah.
All right.
I'd like to go back over the API again.
APIs?
Yeah.
APIs.
If you just run through that.
You actually want me to run across APIs for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really quite interested.
I'm
quite a good mood. Actually, before we start, I was chatting to Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, okay.
He's quite an infectious sort of character. Not in a up way, he's sort of just so intelligent, and I sort of, you know, it really just puts me in such a great frame of mind. So I thought I'd bring it here.
Right, okay,
To the conversation.
Dom the programmer?
Yeah, Dom, that's him. Yeah.
Dom the developer?
That's him.
Yeah, okay.
Good mate, Dom.
Okay, yeah. You want to get him on, don't you?
Well, if you could, yeah.
You want to get him on our podcast?
Yeah, if you don't mind, yeah. I think he'd bring something new.
Okay, so you really enjoy
it? Yeah, I am, yeah, massively. He's such a rare light that I think he'd shine, you know.
You think he'd add something?
Oh, definitely add something to it, yeah. He'd lighten it, he'd be able to embellish some, you know,
okay, well,
some of the points that you make.
Maybe,
I'm sure
maybe
be able
we
to
should get Dom on and ask him
really
all about it.
Really? Can I just go through it with you first? So like, I don't want to, you know,
if
I don't
want
to appear to be a fool.
Well, clearly Dom probably knows all about it. Programmer interfaces.
I didn't quite get it all last time, so I thought I'd come on, hold my hands up and sort of let you, you know, do what you do. And,
okay.
I'm trying to stay in I'm going to stay in this good frame of mind for this whole podcast.
Let me tell you about APIs. Okay.
Do it. Yeah.
I'll tell you about APIs.
I'll listen.
API stands for Application Programmer Interface.
Mm.
So when you write a program, you actually don't write it all in one long recipe, lots of instruction.
Mm.
You break it down into chunks, and you call each of those chunks as you need them. So if you want to, on your mobile phone, if you want to access the GPS, there'll be a chunk that says, find out where I am.
So is that what you were talking about last week with the bits in that mainframe computer, or as you went to, they call them mainframe computers?
They still call them mainframe computers.
So when you were saying you're walking by and the lights were flashing and you say, look, that's a bit of iTunes and that's a bit of...
Yeah.
So are they bits that are just running, or are they bits that are... Explain that a little bit more.
That's slightly more complicated.
Is it?
Another dimension to the... I think what we should do is go back to the history of programming.
Have you let us spread something?
I haven't.
That's dog
perfect,
trainers.
Isn't it? That's perfect. No one would accuse us of not recording this in a place...
Well, we've tried.
...that doesn't have real-world sounds going on in it.
No, it's definitely real-world sounds going on.
Would they?
Yeah, no.
So, let's just think this through, okay?
Yeah.
Computers are essentially a bunch of electronics.
Yeah.
That's what's going on under the hood, right at the bottom level. That's the bottom layer. It's a bunch of electronics. And the way that electronics works, it's got things like transistors and capacitors and resistors, and they're all moving electricity around. But what they worked out in the early days of computers was a way of moving that electricity around so it could do maths. So Because a transistor, you know what a transistor is?
No, explain.
Okay, let's go right. So a transistor is a little electronic
device. Yeah, I mean, I know what they look like.
You've got a little three prongs.
Yeah, I know what they look like.
And essentially, it's a gate. Okay, so you've got prong A, prong B, and prong C.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, prong A and prong B are where the current could go, but it's like a little switch. Only if you put current through prong C will the current go across through prong A. That's how a transistor works.
Right.
And someone worked out that if you take two transistors and you wire them up, then current going across prong A and prong B can then go into prong C on another transistor and get that one to work.
Okay.
And then the really clever bit is you can send the current from that one all the way back to the first one and get that one to switch the first one on. So you can get transistor one, transistor two, goes transistor one switches on, makes transistor two switch on, transistor two switches on, makes transistor one switch on. And that essentially is called a flip-flop. You add capacitors because otherwise it wouldn't work. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, capacitors slow the whole thing down. They're like little batteries.
Yep.
But the way that then happens, you've got this flip-flop thing going. That's the clock inside a computer. It's going on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. And you fix that, and then you stick transistors in certain ways to control how those ons and offs are used.
Yeah.
You've got three types of gates you can build with transistors and capacitors. One's called AND, which is if you've got... You need two inputs, and if both input A and input B are true, then the output will be true. One's called OR, which is if input A or input B are true, then the output will be true.
Yeah.
And one's called NOT, which is if the input's true, the output will be false every time. And you use those setups to build computers with. So you take the transistors and you make gates out of them, and that then enables you to do logic.
Yeah.
You take the logic gates and you build computers out of them, that enables you to do the maths.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to end up with zeros and ones going around.
I'm not going to pretend that that's completely sunk in, but I kind of get the idea.
But one way or another, the electronics helps the maths to happen.
I'm trying to engage with you this time.
Well, you wanted the explanations, so you're going to get the explanations.
Okay. I am trying to engage with you this time.
That's what happens at the bottom layer. You've got the electronics happening. Next layer up, you've got the logic happening and the maths. The next layer above that is you've actually got to program it. And the most basic...
Programming with Dom...
Dom will know all of this stuff because he's an expert.
I'm sure he will.
He's a blooming expert. I get it. He's Dom will know all of this stuff. You can write...
Do you know Dom?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you know Dom?
Have I seen it? I'm certainly getting a picture of him.
You are? Are you? What would you picture him? What do you picture Dom being like?
I don't know. I mean, programmers, they've got a bit of a reputation.
Are they?
You know? Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
I think Dom's a tall man, short man.
I don't know.
Man.
They're not necessarily the most social creatures.
I thought that's all you techie guys.
Tech people.
Techie guys.
Well,
all a bit awkward.
Social skills. Well, there's a spectrum. There's a range, you see.
Okay.
There's certainly a spectrum involved in this.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely the spectrum involved.
You're a type, though, aren't you?
There is a certain
side. See, my mood's... Side. I started off really up, and now I'm sinking.
Okay, we haven't even got to APIs yet.
So can you lift my mood again?
Okay. So you write programs in order to get that stuff to work, okay?
Right.
And you write the programs. You don't write it all in one long set of instructions.
No, like I used to do on my ZX81.
Yeah, like that.
You've heard this on several podcasts before.
You add...
You sit there and lines and lines and lines of... Was it BASIC on there?
You used to write BASIC?
At school, and messing around. You used to buy a book, didn't you?
My mate Smells Go to 10.
It was,
that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. If yes, go to 10, and then if no, go
if
to
my mate Smells.
And then you loop it, wouldn't you? So just you go to Curry's or whatever you want. But this has been covered on several. You buy a book with the code in it, and then you'd sit there for hours coding. And this has probably been covered several times before, only to find out error at line such and such that wouldn't let your spaceship take off and do its work. The spaceship was.
Remember the good old 1980s when things were so uncomplicated?
No,
I wish I could go back there again.
They weren't.
That's the yellow that is.
Was it?
Yeah. Classic,
okay.
Classic song.
Which track?
Ticket to the Moon.
I've never heard it.
Haven't you?
No.
That's great.
You have to educate me. Right. Possibly. Maybe that's something I'm interested in. You said something I'm interested in again.
Do you like music?
I love music.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
your iPod?
My iPod, my iPhone.
Well, these days it's all zeros and ones, you see.
I tend to use it on my iPhone, definitely. Also.
Yeah, it's all just more zeros and ones.
Yes.
Yeah. So you program it, but you don't program it all in one chunk.
No.
You write little chunks, and you give them an interface. You give them a way of saying, can I call that chunk? So, for example, as I said,
so does one firm do this, or you firm these out? Loads of firms are involved in this, or say.
To be honest, I mean, it's writing programs. It's not that hard.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
We'll see. How difficult it is when Bob comes in and puts it straight on.
Anyone can do it. So you write these chunks, and then you can call these chunks, and you can get a catalogue of what all the different chunks of code do, and then you can just sort of say, I'll have that bit of code, and I'll call that particular chunk. So if you want to, for example, if you're writing a mobile app for your phone, and you want to talk to the GPS, you don't write all the code to talk to the GPS. You just call the chunk that talks to the GPS and does it for you. And the thing in the catalogue that describes how to call that chunk of code is called the API.
Okay.
So that is the list of all the different chunks of code, the list of all the ways of calling them, and then getting the information on it back. So you say, hey GPS, I mean, you wouldn't do it like this, you wouldn't verbally do it, maybe one day. Hey GPS, where am I right now? And it will come back and just throw you some coordinates, and you go, thank you very much, and you use those coordinates. Then you might want to say, well, what are you doing with Siri? It's not that different to how a program works.
The same thing.
Yeah, similar. You call it and say, hey Siri,
you're going to get my phone.
Where am I?
You're doing it now.
And Siri says, you are here.
You now.
And you could then say, hey Siri, please have a pasty sent to my location. And Siri would go,
very difficult.
I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that.
They're
right
downstairs.
You're going to have to get that for yourself. You can but that's how a program works. It calls city. These chunks of code.
You just want everything done for you, don't you? See, it's happening again. It's creeping in again. I started off really positive, and now all I want to do is carry on.
Okay.
Yeah.
APIs, got it?
Yes.
Got
thank
it?
You.
I'm absolutely sure that Dom could give a far better
answer. Well, maybe, we'll see.
Okay.
Stop going on about Dom.
Stop.
You seem to be obsessed.
We were supposed to be talking about cybersecurity this time.
You're obsessed about Tom.
Are we not going to talk about cybersecurity? Look, we're already, however long we're into this, I've no idea.
You can't press anything. Don't press anything.
Can't press anything.
Don't press anything.
Break
you're
it.
Barren.
I tell you what. Ah, there you go. Look, I've done
that's
it.
Better, yeah.
We've done 12 minutes.
Right now I can't.
I mean, just, you know, if we are going to carry on doing this sort of thing, I think, you know, there's a few things that we should maybe be trying a bit harder, aren't we?
Okay, now you're bringing rules in.
Well, just, you know, a bit of structure. Bit of structure.
You want a structure.
Bit of structure.
Okay.
Bit of timing.
All right.
Bit of kind of, you know.
All on or off.
Tell them what you're going to tell them.
Zeros.
Tell them and then, you know.
Tell me.
You know, I'm not one to ramble, so.
No.
I'd rather have a bit more structure, a bit more control.
100%.
Look, I just like control.
Yeah, I noticed.
Okay. I just like to know what I'm doing.
Okay, what are you doing?
Well, I thought, you know, this week we could talk about cybersecurity.
Okay.
Which is a hot topic. You know, we're talking about computer crime.
Okay.
Which seems to be interesting to you
crime
for
again.
Some reason.
Crime
you know?
Again. Crime again. See,
I thought you'd find that interesting.
Trying to put that on the game
just because
with
it's,
the crime.
Just because it's not
the
as boring as old
crime.
Computers. No,
just judging a book by its cover.
No, nothing to do with you.
Not
nothing
cool.
to do with you. No.
Nope.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay.
Ridden any apps this week? Take my bike? Steal my gold?
Look, I just have that as a proof of concept.
Shoplift my week's shopping? Anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know why you're pinning this stuff on
look,
me.
You're the one, Billy Bing, that wrote
my
the app, Nick My Bike.
But interestingly, yeah, when people think about computer hackers, they think about these kind of, I don't know, Russian...
People like you.
People off in dark cellars writing dodgy stuff. Actually, it could be anyone.
Could be you.
It could be you.
How do I know that you're not doing it?
It could be you because, you know.
I could be in a cover.
Because anyone could do it.
In some way. You could be using me as a cover.
Well,
I'm not sure how, but.
A long time ago, there was a guy who found someone hacking into his computers, and he found out by. He had about 10 phone lines coming into the computers, and he connected a printer. To each of the phone lines, and just waited, and then one night he saw some hacker coming. No. They were just sitting there. He was just waiting for someone to type instructions, and
okay.
he just left it.
Right.
And that's one of the first times that a real hacker was identified, and it was someone trying to dial in and then type instructions to the computer. And he did trace that one to a Russian hacker who was doing it for drug money.
Drug money.
So that was a book called The Cuckoo's Egg. Yeah, by, I don't know why it was called that, but it was by...
something to do with cuckoos laying their eggs in other nests.
Oh yeah, I'd never thought of that. Yeah, good point. That's Clifford Stock, right? It's a very good book. It was written like a novel. It's really interesting. Do you like books?
Books?
Yeah.
I tend to listen to podcasts, to be honest with you, more spoken word.
Okay.
I find books.
Okay. Well, maybe you could find
boring.
Audio book version of it or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Depends how. Is it going to send me to sleep?
So we could probably cut off all of this section, and then what I'll do is I'll say, okay, so Simon, I thought this week we'd talk about...
So that's just a preamble then, that wasn't anything.
Well, we don't need to use that. No, I think as we're mature, we could...
Nothing.
No.
Me actually asking you, see, I came in all positive, asking questions, trying to engage with you, and now it comes that you're not going to use it.
Well, it was just a suggestion.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, this is a two-way thing. It's a conversation, isn't it?
Really? Okay. What I think was that I came in here with a plan to be sort of more positive about this whole thing, and you just kick it out of me somehow. I don't know how you do it.
If you don't want to do it, then just say. Okay. As long as you think you're getting something out of it, I'll try. Okay. I'll try to make sure. So I give you information that at the end of it you think, yeah, actually, that was kind of interesting. And if we can't, then, yeah, we'll just have to call it done. So tumbleweed, I don't know.
Okay, now what?
Okay, so cybersecurity. Finished. Cybersecurity.
Okay.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll talk about cybersecurity.
It's the proper start now, then.
Well,
we are starting
no, we're keeping the last bit.
Are we?
Of course we are.
You just totally discounted it then.
No.
Let's just do it.
So what we'll talk about today is, having talked about APIs, which is really interesting.
Don't patronize.
What we'll talk about today is the history of...
Don't patronize. Don't talk to me in that tone.
I wasn't.
Talk to me normally.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're my teacher.
Okay.
I want to learn from you.
I thought what we talk about, you know, was...
Yeah, that's stupid. Now you're going the other way. Now you just make me feel uncomfortable.
Well, shall I just tell you what
just
I thought
normally.
We
talked
about?
Exactly, that's better.
Yeah, okay. I thought we'd talk about the history of computer viruses and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I thought we could then sort of go into a bit about the dark net and what's happening today.
Mm. Spooky.
It's very... Well, yeah, don't mention spooky.
Well, let's just wait till we get to it.
Okay. And then I thought, where it is today, talk about things like the Jericho Forum and a borderless security and all that sort of thing, which is really interesting.
Mm.
And then, about people in the street, people like yourself. You know, what should you be thinking? Because you know, it's not just about geeks. It's about what real people need to think about.
Keep it real.
How does that sound?
That sounds quite interesting.
Okay. Should we try them?
Yep.
Right. Anything that you'd like to add to that? So.
Me? No, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'll
interject as I feel the need to, if I don't get something.
Okay, so, let's go into the history of it. So, mentioned Cuckoo's Egg, and there's always been people that have been trying to... work out how to hack into computers, but back in the day it was less likely to be the bad guys, the archetypal mafioso people out there. It's more likely to be students or just people mucking around and trying to break into computer systems for the heck of it. So the whole war games scenario. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the original viruses were written just by people mucking around. There was a guy that wrote the famous computer worm that I can't remember exactly the date, but it happened in the 80s, where he wrote something for Unix systems that just tried to jump onto other Unix systems, and it was so successful it took out loads of computers. It just went all the way around the world. And it was the first time people thought, oh my goodness, we've got the internet, we've got, you know, you can't just do that sort of thing, you can't just leave. Essentially, the computers those days were completely open, they didn't have any protection whatsoever.
Security on at all.
And generally, when you bought one,
it's funny, isn't it? The human, the condition that they, something's new, something new's there, so the automatic thing is to want to try and kill it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a completely different thing, isn't it?
I don't know. It's psychology, isn't it? Yeah. We're
something's there. Let's ruin it.
We're both.
I'm gonna. Feel like graffiti, isn't it? I suppose. Kinda. And also about good graffiti.
I mean, mischief.
If there's such a good thing.
It's a human trait, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose.
There's mischief, and then there's trying to put it to the man. I guess, is that what they're trying to do? Maybe? I don't know.
To make mayhem.
Hmm.
They're good words, aren't they? Mayhem,
yeah. I don't mind mayhem. Mayhem's cool.
Yeah, mischief, yeah. People
mischief's like, all right.
Yeah. Malicious.
Malicious, great.
Yeah, people like malicious. Yeah, they all begin with them.
Yeah. I had noticed.
Yeah. Okay.
You're hacking. The author.
Apart from hacking. No,
hacking, you're the author.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah, I should remember that. I did write a book about this.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
So you're the man to listen to, then?
I'll carry on talking.
Correct.
So yeah, there were all those. You remember the viruses and worms in the '80s, and
yeah.
Visual Basic, and Office Text, and you email and couldn't open an email attachment without it breaking into your computer, and
yeah.
You'd have them on your floppy disk drive, or you've had on a USB stick later on.
Floppy disk.
Remember those?
Makes me smile.
Remember those?
Sorry.
In the woods near our house, there were some floppy disk drives crushed into the mud.
Okay. And?
Well, it's quite recent.
What's that got to do with anything?
I just thought it was interesting.
Just random. What? I mean,
it looked like something off an album cover. It looked fantastic. I wish I'd taken a photo, but they're gone now. They're so crushed in that.
Wouldn't you get some? Well, you aren't using it anymore. Why are you getting
them? I wish I'd just stopped
and taken a photo. Floppy disks?
Put it in sepia. You might still have some in the loft. You've probably still got a floppy drive.
Go and smash some floppies out in the...
That sounds wrong.
Woods.
That does sound wrong. I think we're trying to keep a kind of, you know... under 18 kind of level on this podcast. So, I think that'd be right. So, so as iterations, as new types of computer come out, people have been trying to break it. Etc. And over time,
it's a challenge, isn't it? I suppose it is a challenge. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, these days, it's more about making money. So it was students.
It was. I mean, but back then, surely it was just a challenge. But now it is about robbing people.
It is about robbing people. It's about. I mean, it's the old adage. You know, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. You know, so the bad guys got onto the fact that they could make money out of this. Why do they do it? Because they can make money out of it. It's as simple as that. So recently, the biggest attacks at the moment are all about ransomware.
You know, that's ransomware. What you were talking about the other day.
Right, okay.
Where you get into someone's device and close it down.
Yeah, you
so
encrypt
they can't
it
use it.
Encrypt it all. It's like locking someone out of their own house.
Yeah. That's a great idea. It's really selling me all this technology.
Yeah, well...
All this, you know, controlling my home business.
It's another human trait that people... It's a bit like... People thinking car accidents only happen to other people. People think, it's never going to happen to me.
No.
And
unless you're in a bright coloured car.
You had to bring that up again, didn't you?
Well, it happened to me and I was in a bright coloured car.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Look, it clearly...
I'm just proving your theory, that's all.
I shouldn't have put you down about that.
So the security thing.
Sorry, yeah.
It's just bad memories. Nearly killed that day. By a woman in XR2 in a grey car.
It was a Mini Metro.
It was XR2. My car was a Mini Metro.
Oh, sorry.
You listening to me,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you.
Not only was I nearly killed, but you weren't listening to my story.
No, I was.
By the car.
I just got confused for a second.
So this security thing, you're not selling me the whole, you know, this whole thing seems flawed to me. If they can get in and control. So the security isn't that great, or...
Well, it is.
Or they're just evolving all the time.
No, I mean, what happens is that people don't actually take it seriously enough. So if you had a house, you've got a house.
Yeah, I've got a house.
Yeah. So if you have a house, then you wouldn't leave the windows open all day, would you? You wouldn't leave the doors and windows wide open and then
I
leave...
I was a lad. I used to be able to leave the doors open and the windows open. Sorry.
Did I catch you there? So,
no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, in the country,
people. But that's the mentality, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So.
So, well, you'll never sell it to the elderly.
But the thing with computers, because they're automated, yeah, if you want to go around every single house and try the doors, you can, but it will take a long, long time.
Yeah.
But computers, you can check 1,000 computers in a second.
Yeah.
You can just send the same message out to all of them. And so that's what's happening. A lot of the exploits that are happening these days, they're just testing the doors, testing the walls all the time. So you can't be that kind of complacent, really.
No. But then you guys, because you've got to get this message over to people, that is a serious.
Yeah, and it's in business a lot of.
But then, then you go the other way, don't you? I mean, you get people scaremongering, and the elderly. I said the elderly earlier. The elderly, in particular, are going to be prime picking for selling them software suites that they don't need to protect stuff that they don't.
Oh God, yeah.
So what? Things like here's a question. Mm-hmm. Things like Norton and what's the other one? The other big one. The Norton.
McAfee.
You're going to have loads. Yeah.
Kaspersky.
So.
Trend Micro.
So, do you need these things?
Panda. ABG.
Can you not just have a normal conversation?
I just know them.
It's part of my job. It's not what I asked for.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to have a reasonable conversation. Not trying to, we're not shaking parts of our anatomy at each other saying, well, sometimes we are, but.
Spammerware.
Look, right. Question is, those two that I've mentioned initially, do you really need those on your computer if you are not doing anything untoward, if you are not going onto porn sites or whatever, do you need, I'm not asking for myself.
Okay, is this asking for a friend?
For a friend.
Yeah, I know.
Do you need those? Do you really need those, or is the stuff that's installed?
Well, there's two answers to that question.
Simple, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
One is, if you're running the latest version of Windows, right. It comes with Windows Defender,
okay.
Which is just as good as any of those.
And that does the job.
It does the job as far as that stuff goes.
Okay, so your granny and your granddad or whatever that are surfing the net, because they do, they silver surfers, don't they? As long as they don't stumble onto something.
If they start going to... The dodgier end of the internet.
As long as they understand that. You can look at your eBay, you can look at your, you can check Wikipedia for such and such some film star that you've just seen on.
Chances are they'd be alright.
You'll be alright.
Yeah, and
but you're not going to commit fully to that, I know. Because you'll have a load of.
Well.
Not that anyone's ever going to listen to this, but.
No, that's true enough. Yeah. But it's always nice to see those signs.
So the definitive answer to that would be. Is this a security question?
I see
what I'm doing. I'm trying to go along your.
There would be. No. I like your thinking.
Yeah.
There's several factors, and it's all about risk, really. Mm. So risk, in scientific terms, is probability, chance of something happening, times impact, which is whether or not that's going to cause a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So if the probability is very low, the impact is very high, or if the probability is very high, the impact is very low, that's how you work this
stuff out.
So
what's the probability if granddad goes on Pornhub?
Well, I don't know. I remember reading Marilyn Manson's autobiography, and I know his granddad probably would be the type to go on Pornhub. I think the trouble with this stuff is, because computers are automatic, again, you only have to do it once. You only have to go and think, I wonder if Pornhub actually exists. You go look, and before you know it, your screen's full of pictures that you didn't request, because they'll be popping up left, right and centre.
Well,
that's what they do.
When you're a granddad, that's still going to happen.
They attack the browser.
Things are going to pop up.
No need of Viagra here. They attack the browser and suddenly lots of windows open with lots of pictures.
And granddad's panicking.
Or it could be
his granny's going to come in and
we had a bit of an incident as parents.
Oh, did you?
When one of our children Googled for X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Just saying, it can be very innocuous.
Yeah, so you didn't have some settings on there. You didn't have some parental settings going on. Even
that would have been an option.
Even me as a Luddite. I'm not a Luddite, I'm playing the Luddite. But if, you know,
these were the early days.
I've got my things, yeah, I've got stuff set, so that
Cobbler's Children,
stuff like that cannot, you know.
Probably should have done.
Should have done. Yeah.
Probably should have done.
Should have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
Good song.
But all of that risk stuff, anyway.
Yeah.
Mobile devices are a lot less likely to get a virus on them than a Windows computer. And the reason for that is Windows computers have been around for a lot longer.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more complex at the time.
Yeah.
So it was just an easier to, so back to the bank thing. It was just an easier, what they call attack surface. Easier to get in.
So just going back to, and it's not off track, but it is kind of off. So a lot of these security suites, do you think they're missold? Do you think the culture of fear is?
That's a great question.
Do you think it's put out?
Nah, is a great question.
Thank you. Sorry. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I was trying to breeze over that.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
That was good. That was good. I think we're actually in somewhere.
Are
we? Yeah. Okay. I think we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Shall I ask the question?
Can do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask the question. So.
Yeah, okay. Are they missold? No.
They're not.
And yes.
No and yes. So you're not committed to
it. No, they're not. Because if you didn't have it, it's quite a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, then they're just sold like cars are sold or whatever. They're just people are trying to push their products onto people. And given the fact we're talking about, you know, personal data, all that sort of thing, I think that the way these things are sold should be a bit more circumspect.
Yeah.
But there's another factor to it, which is that essentially it's a bit like selling fire extinguishers.
Mm.
If you don't actually try and scare people about it, you're not going to sell any of them, so you're going to go out of business.
Yeah.
But whether you did or not, B, no one's going to have a fire extinguisher, so people's houses are going to burn down. So, and that happens in business. And when I was actually looking after computers for a company, the best time to actually get any money to buy the computer equivalent of fire extinguishers was just after we'd had a big fire, obviously.
Yeah.
So you'd go, can I have some extinguishers now? Of course you can. There's a checkbook. Happy days.
Yeah, I bet there's a massive rise when you see things like two killed in a house fire or whatever, and then your smoke alarms fire.
Well, that's a bit of a morbid example.
That's example of the same. What do you want me to do? Sugarcoat it? What do you want?
Yeah, but
what do you want?
I don't think computer viruses have ever caused,
killed anyone.
No.
Have they? Or have they not? Have they caused anything to fail? There's another question.
Ah.
Have they caused anything to fail that's resulted in some catastrophic loss of life?
Oh, I had a really good story there, but then the catastrophic loss of life, no, not so much.
The loss of life? Sure, virus?
Not as far as I know.
No?
No.
Sure?
No, I'm not sure at all. I'm not sure at all.
Come to the table with facts.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I'll answer it on the next podcast when I have done some research into that.
Cool.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So your answer to my question was yes and no.
It was a thorough analysis of the domain. Means I thought it through.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So the example I was going to think of was the Iranian nuclear power station centrifuges.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. So someone wrote a computer virus that hacked onto a Windows computer that then was used as a base to hack onto another computer that was then used as a base to inject some special program code into the centrifuges of the Iranian nuclear power station.
This is just for shits and giggles.
And that made them speed up.
Right.
And
this is just for shits and giggles.
No, because they sped up. Wait. And they broke. So it essentially put the nuclear power station out of commission. And nobody knows who did it, apart from the fact that certain agencies in certain countries put a smug smile on if you question them about it.
Yeah.
Say, no, it wasn't us.
wink, nudge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is kind of, that's intergovernmental cybercrime. This is really interesting.
Should you be saying that on here?
Intergovernmental cybercrime.
Well, any of it.
Easy for me to
say. Any of what you just said?
No, it's all public.
There's no one listening.
It's all public.
Okay.
It's all public. And I mentioned SCADA, which is the Internet of Things protocol. They use some of that.
Oh, do they?
To do that hacking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called the Stuxnet worm.
Did they didn't result in any mass...
Well, the trouble was, and this is where I was wondering...
It basically just broke it, but it didn't do anything to the containment.
It was a really, really, really clever virus, but it wasn't necessarily only targeted at that. And then it put, some dam somewhere also was broken because of it.
Right.
And so you can imagine.
Okay.
Some dam in Egypt or something.
It's almost terrorism. Well, it is terrorism.
I think that's something that we shouldn't necessarily discuss on this podcast.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just same words.
It's.
I mean, what could have happened? What worst case scenario?
It's cyber warfare, could it have caused
someone could have
died.
Containment,
yeah, someone could have died. If you'd been walking past a centrifuge and it had sped up and blown a gasket,
yeah.
You could have caught a bit of centrifuge in the gut.
Yeah.
Centrifuge.
Yeah, it's difficult to say. Pick you up on that. Then,
yeah. Centrifuge. Yeah. So that's kind of where these things are going. That was going to be my story, but a lot of the bad guys these days they hang out in something called the dark net.
Ah, the dark net. Now, there's an interesting title.
It's a version of the internet.
Okay, this has piqued my interest.
They can do stuff that's completely anonymous.
Okay,
completely anonymous.
Right.
Now here's another interesting story about this.
Okay. One second.
Go on.
Before you do that.
Yeah.
You hang out on this darknet a fair bit, then, I'm guessing. Yeah. You've done a fair...
No, I've never been, but... I've read a lot about it.
This is the same as the podcast business, isn't it? You're going to tell me something that I can... You've got to come at me from a place of... proper knowledge. I know that you can read stuff, but unless you've been hanging out in the darknet, how can you...
It's
a bit like telling me about podcasts. You can't tell me about podcasts unless you've listened to a few podcasts.
Look, darknet, it's not a safe place.
So why haven't you... I mean, from the name, obviously, it's a security, and you're a security expert.
Well, yeah.
Why have you not?
Well,
I am speechless.
Look, the truth of the matter is, I just didn't want to know...
I was just
worried about what might happen if it did.
You couldn't go into the darknet equipped.
I might see things that could be unseen. I don't know. Someone might find me out or something. I don't know.
But surely that's part of your job, isn't it, or not? You got to know thine enemy. Is that right or not? Is that even a quote? What's that from?
Look, I've read a lot about security, right?
Okay, but you've got to know the enemy.
You've got to become
a good policeman. You've got to think like a security. You've got to think like a criminal. You've got to think, dark. Don't even look at me like that.
I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Don't do that again. I'm just. How can you tell me about something you know nothing about apart from what you've read in a few? Experience it. Get in.
Okay, I'll promise to
get into the darknet.
Look at the darknet.
Get into the darknet. But yeah. If anything happens, don't come crying to me.
Maybe you should.
You're the security expert.
I think maybe.
No, I'm not equipped. I'm not equipped to deal with things.
You are. The real security experts, I tell you, they're hilarious. They say things like, "I've seen some things." And they're looking around them, they're making sure they sit with their backs to the wall, ready to run at any moment.
You keep telling me you're a security expert.
Yeah, but there's different
this
kinds
is
of security
job.
Expert, right? I've done pen testing. Do you want to know what pen testing
is? Okay, go on.
It's penetration. No smirking. It's essentially
Pornhub.
You try to break into a computer system.
right.
On what, someone's literally behalf.
For the hammer?
You could do that's that. You could do that. No.
Stupid,
no,
stupid,
I tell you, when back in the day, running. Back in the 70s, the original first hackers worked it out to getting computer systems by going through the bins and looking for passwords. Because people would print them
well,
out.
Well, I mean, they still warn you about that now, don't they? With your receipts and all this business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Identity theft.
Yeah.
Which is something we might eventually at one point get on to.
Well, okay, so we
if you weren't kind of trying to catch me out all the time.
I'm not. Well, this is, you know, surely your job, you should be sort of primed for this sort of business all the time. Look, we live quite close to Cheltenham, and in Cheltenham, as you know, there's a place called GCHQ.
Hmm.
What can you tell me about that?
Have I can't
you
been
a security expert? Can you?
I can't tell you.
Why?
Not allowed. Official Secrets Act.
Okay. Yeah. Pique my interest again.
Yeah.
That you can't talk about.
No, I can't talk about. Can't.
Useless.
Don't even ask.
Okay.
Don't even ask.
What's it like in the donut?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Actually, I wouldn't know because it was. I was there before.
Before the donut was there.
Oh, sorry. Damn.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you in so much trouble.
Nothing. No, don't say that. I did not say that. I did not say that.
I'm going to get you arrested.
I didn't say that. No, nothing about that.
Okay, all right.
Cheltenham, lovely spa town.
Move on from that. I like
Cheltenham. The waters. Yeah, the waters are great in Cheltenham.
Too like Cheltenham.
Yeah.
I'll move on.
Good shopping.
Yep. Yeah. Dom will be able to tell you about it.
I'm sure Dom knows an awful lot about.
Because I'm guessing he hasn't worked there. So
well, let's get back on track because I did have a little sort of structure to this. And I was going to
ruin it again.
No, my job is to tell you things and help you understand and give you more of an insight into the workings of the world from a technical perspective, and that's
Stop patronising me.
Okay, so pace sign.
And now you've gone too far the other
way. Oh, damn. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, I just thought I could tell you about where security is at today, because, with mobile phones and everything, it's quite interesting. Shall I do that?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, so... in the old days, the way that you used to do security was if you had a big computer, you'd kind of just make sure that it was protected. You'd make sure you could understand. You'd build the kind of electronic equivalent of a wall around it. Yeah. And
I'd build a wall around it.
Well, you would literally, because you're a waller.
Yeah.
So, but physical security is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So you would build a wall around it. Mm-hmm. You would put barbed wire around it. You'd put a fence around it. You'd have a gate with someone protecting it.
Yeah.
You'd have burglar alarms and all that stuff. So all of that is right, and then you would do the same electronically.
Mm.
So you'd have protections, you'd know who was able to get in on their computer terminals and so on. And that used to be the way it was done. It was called defense in depth. You would have different layers of protection. And what's that film? Sneakers with, have you seen that? Robert Redford.
No, I don't think I have, sorry.
Okay. That fell a bit flat there.
Mm. I could have lied.
Okay.
Do you want me to lie? Hang on, cut that out. Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
I've heard about it. A bit like you've heard about the dark net.
You know that film you've heard about?
Yeah.
You had to bring that up again.
Sorry,
Okay. What they do in the film Sneakers is they get through one layer and they get through the next layer.
Actually, I think I've seen it.
And then they get into the final computer thing.
Yeah.
Cool. I think one of the diehards was like that as well. I mean, to be fair, it's not that weird a premise, is it? That you've got to get through the different layers and then you get the prize in the middle.
Like an onion skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Darknet is actually the onion network. It's got layers of onion skin. That's how it keeps people anonymous.
Have you seen Electric Dreams?
I haven't. No, is it good?
What was this time? Was it?
Okay.
The computer came alive.
No.
Take the cello.
It was Keanu Reeves.
No.
He's in most of those, isn't he?
No, it was Giorgio Moroder did the soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might know.
Worth listening.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Very good, actually. I got a vinyl.
Okay. So it doesn't work like that anymore. And there was a group of chief security officers in different companies that all got together and said, look, this is hopeless. We're asked to protect things, but we can't do it this way.
Yeah.
And they called themselves the Jericho Forum because what, Jericho the Walls came tumbling down.
Then Jericho.
Well, the band. No.
No. Not then.
No, not then. The original. There's a song. The walls came tumbling down. Well,
Style Council.
Look.
What?
Look. Can I just finish what I'm trying to say? The musical reference is really interesting, but look, so we've got the Jericho.
Clearly not, because
we've got the Jericho. I shouldn't have brought
Jericho Forum. Okay,
so Electric cool. Light Orchestra. Should I? I mean, I'm no, sorry I did it. That. I'm yep. sorry I did that. Shouldn't have done it. It's like talking about like technology.
I'm like a butterfly.
I won't let it happen again. So they got together and said we need a different way of protecting data, and they ended up saying, look, computers are completely unimportant. What matters is the data. It's not the computers. And what matters is who can access that specific data. So if you're on your mobile phone and you want to access a piece of data, the question is, can you prove that you're who you are, in which case we'll give you access to that wherever it is.
Yeah.
And Google's internal whole, all their computer systems are completely wide open now.
Okay.
You could try to log in.
Yeah.
If you had the right credentials, it would let you straight in. Oh, just okay. Right from your phone.
Okay.
So they've completely switched around. But you can't because you haven't got the right credentials. So they made it really hard to log in, really easy to get to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They completely switched it around.
Okay.
So that's how it's worth thinking about it today, because you can't just put walls around everything. You still need the walls.
Why is it called Jericho Forum?
Because the walls came tumbling down.
Well, explain it.
Well, I have a song about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
To someone that doesn't know what the Jericho Forum means. Just to someone that doesn't know.
Are you suggesting I've sort of banged on about it a bit long?
No. Okay. No, just doing that. Right.
Well, that's sort of it. That's security in a nutshell. So that's kind of...
Right.
Not really got anything to add after that. You know, it's just kind of, well, that's it used it. To be like that, and then now
see,
it's
I
like
thought
this.
You were a security expert. And you thought you'd be able to bang on for it.
Well, there's more I could
hours.
Say. There's
is
more
it
I could say.
That's the that is the.
Is it interesting?
The test, does it? Really?
Well, it's interesting to security people. I mean, they have whole conferences about security and, you know, hacking and.
Do you talk at those?
I have talked to InfoSec. Yeah, it's a big security conference. Yeah.
Ooh, would that be a massive clang there? Did I hear a massive clang? Because I don't live in that world. So is that a big thing?
Not really.
Okay, all right. I thought
no,
it was
something
more impressive.
I've spoken.
So you could say you spoke
security.
Anyway to me.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, the really big conferences I haven't spoken. They're in the US, and they tend to be the Black Hat conference. That's the big one. I think that's where
they're the cool dudes.
They're the cool dudes. Yeah,
black hat.
We talked about them before.
We did. Yeah. I said I'd like to be a black hat, not a white hat.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Right. Black's my color, really. Okay. Don't worry.
So, are we kind of? Do you think is that enough?
What about personal data? How do we protect our?
Well,
this is going to run into two, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we should maybe. Because I guess I haven't really explained why it matters at all to anybody. It's the history, so we covered the history.
Yeah.
Covered the kind of how it's had to change. Covered the viruses. We covered the darknet. We mentioned the darknet. Mm. Yeah, which I promise I'll have a look at.
You're going to get into.
And how it's.
I wouldn't get into it.
That'd be wrong.
Down the rabbit hole.
Darknet's for bad people.
Do some role play. Pretend you're bad. Pretend you're a bad person. Use your quite clearly, you know, you're quite a theatrical sort of person, so get your act on.
I'm not sure I'm very comfortable.
Get your thespian on and get right into the darknet.
I'll have a look at some.
You're gonna go on the darknet?
I'll have a look. I don't know.
You're going
I'm not going to promise. I'm not going
to
promise.
You're going to talk to someone that's been on the dark net.
I
know
promise.
You roll.
I actually do know someone that's been on the dark net. I do know someone that's been on the dark net. Maybe, yeah. I'll talk to them and I'll find out.
You're not going to experience it though, are you?
It'd be a bit
like talking to a heroin user about heroin. You're not going to get that. The experience, the true experience.
Well, to be fair, you're not going to get that from me.
I'm not suggesting
that
you're going to go and use Class A drugs, but
no, No. But you can buy Class A drugs on the boat.
How do you know? You've not been on it.
I've been told. I saw a guy present about it.
No, actually, I've just been stupid. I've been stupid, really. I don't know, because you can blame all the interest.
Where have you gone about?
The information that you need. Because I'm not a security expert.
Oh, there you go, you see.
I'm not a security expert, am I? I wouldn't know what to do. I'd flounder around. Before you knew it, I'd be buying arms and I'd be selling children.
How do you know there's arms? I didn't mention there's
shifting,
arms.
Shifting people around, you know, in the slavery.
You clearly know more about it than I do.
Well, no, I'm just sort of guessing. Yeah. That's what it's about. I just thought it was like dark subjects.
Some pretty accurate guesses to me.
See you again. You're going to... I kind of put myself into that hole, didn't I?
You did. I think I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, yeah, for once.
It's not about scoring points, you know that.
Oh, no, it's never for me. Never for me. I'm done.
It'd be interesting to see what my tone's like at the beginning of this and the end.
You think?
Hmm.
You think people care?
No, I care.
You care?
Yeah. Well, I kind of see what you do to me.
Do you listen to any? Have you listened to any of this?
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, come on, Simon. You said you would.
Well, you know, busy.
I've listened to all of them.
You have?
I think that they're really informative.
So it's stroking your own ego a bit, though?
Educational. You know, I've been doing this job for a long time. I think that there's a lot of good information on it.
I just hope that all your other techie types out there. And that's a phone call.
Okay. What should we call it a day?
You have to possibly.
Alright then. Well, like let's catch up next time then.
Alright.
Okay.
Maybe.
Alright.
Possibly.
Alright.
Bye. No, stop.
Okay.
No, I haven't listened to them. All right, I haven't listened to them. Busy person. I do listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay, well, I'll go on the dot.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I'll go on the dot now. You listen to the podcast.
I've got a lot of stuff to listen to.
Right.
Yeah.
Deal.
What? Well, I listen to your podcast. Like, I listen to us.
We don't. Yeah, I suppose that is a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit odd.
Yeah, okay.
You started a fire again.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, look, do you want to do this again?
When can Don come in?
I don't have a problem with Don coming.
You don't have
any
problem.
Anytime. All right, okay. Anytime.
So what's going to be next time? Do we know?
I've got the perfect topic.
Go on.
Artificial intelligence. Let's do that. It's good. Not happy with that? I'll tell you all about the singularity.
Okay.
And I haven't been there either because it's in the future.
All right. Okay, we'll do that then.
All right. Okay.
See you.
Okay, good.
Bye.
Cheers.
See ya. Bye.
Yep, okay. Bye.
Yeah, to the, yeah.